Well, we are opening up our inbox, and we have the fantastic Candace Waters with us by phone. Candace!
Lisa, hey, happy Memorial Day weekend to you. This is a favorite time of year for us because we got married 19 years ago around Memorial Day.
Seriously?
Yeah, can you believe that?
No. Are you
so
already...
anyone listening, I'm only like 25.
Right.
Spoiler alert, I'm not.
Exactly. Well, and now that you just publicly announced that, now that puts the pressure on Steve to plan something fantastic for the 20th. So we'll check in with you.
Hey, 20th anniversary is the 100th anniversary of the Reformation. So we want to go to Germany. We'll see.
There you go. Okay. Well, there's nothing that says romance like just talking about Martin Luther and whatever.
Exactly. So. 95 feet, okay. Baby.
There you go. Awesome. Well, we have got an interesting question for you. Not that this applies to you and Steve and your relationship at all, but you got to help our listener out. This guy says, a year ago, I met this girl who was the most godly, servant-hearted example of Jesus. I got to know her, and for the first time, I actually felt something towards someone, like a genuine desire to be with them. All feelings in my prior relationships were just the usual teenage lust. But through circumstances, she and I aren't close anymore. That was probably the one and only time I've ever felt so relationally, not sexually, attracted to someone. As I matured in my relationship with Christ since then, I just haven't felt anything near that with another woman. There are some godly women in my church with whom I could imagine having a relationship, but I don't feel any of that strong desire. I don't want to settle, as that's a terrible reason to date, nor do I want to stay single forever. Can you please help me?
Yeah, I would just encourage him to stop thinking quite so much about how he feels. And I wonder if even the way he felt about this woman and the amount of intimacy that they had emotionally and relationally was itself premature. You know, if I had been around them, I would have said, hey, this is actually not necessarily the sign of a good relationship. It may actually be a red flag that you are so incredibly connected to one another, and for whatever reason, you don't have the level of commitment that matches that level of feeling. But even beyond that, feelings are not the primary reason you should date. They're not the primary reason you should marry. They're certainly not the primary motivator that keeps you married over the course of your life. For the believer, the motivation for everything we do should be God's glory. And that may sound hyper-spiritualized, but I think we too often race past that. You know, we race past the command that Paul gives in 1 Corinthians to whether we eat or drink or whatever we do, to do all to the glory of God. And that includes dating and marriage. Now, that doesn't mean you aren't going to feel something, but it does mean that the reason you ask a woman out on a date should be to see if you can better glorify God together than you could alone. And usually, typically, that first, second, third, you know, however many dates you have, the beginning stages are usually not marked by intense feelings. If you're talking about two believers who are looking to glorify God with their relationship, what it should be marked by is two believers who are relating to one another in all purity, honoring one another as fellow believers, and relating to one another as brother and sister in Christ, and then exploring to see, okay, do we have the kind of friendship that could be sustained over a lifetime? Could we build a marriage? And is there potential for the exciting feelings that come appropriate to marriage? You know, I just was so concerned that he kept emphasizing how he feels. And feelings are so fickle, and they so quickly misguide us. And our natural bent with our feelings is to serve ourselves, to be selfish, and to glorify ourselves. Mm-hmm. And that's just not what the Christian life is about.
Yeah. Yeah, it seems to me, and not that it's just men that fall into this problem. I mean, I've heard women too, but it's so like I can't even go out with them if I don't have this intense rush of feelings towards this person. Or you know, or it's the opposite. I mean, this guy could be saying, you know, in the past, yeah, it was just lust and whatever. Now I feel like I have to be relationally attracted to them. And it's kind of like, well, you know, you maybe need to give it some time. I mean, it's not, again, it's not something that needs to necessarily be instantaneous in that sense.
Absolutely. And those high-flying feelings are temporary in 100% of relationships. Sociologists have found that they last anywhere from 18 to 36 months. So whether those feelings hit on day one of meeting someone or hit, you know, day two after the wedding, whenever they come, they're not going to be there forever. Mm-hmm. You have to move past that feeling of incredible excitement and intensity to be able to live a normal life. Sure. But when you leave those feelings behind, you get into normal life together and the long journey of friendship, and it's a much more comfortable and intimate and maintainable, if that's even a word, mm-hmm. love. Mm-hmm. So you're not giving up something amazing for something second best. You're giving up something amazing for something else amazing.
Right. Very cool. Well, Candace, thanks again for weighing in on this and helping us bring a little bit of clarity as well as biblical principle into the question at hand. We appreciate you.
Thanks, Lisa. It's my pleasure.
Okay, folks, that's it for this week's show. Do write to us at editor@boundless.org so we can answer your question in the future. While you're waiting, we'd also love for you to hop over to iTunes and give us a review on the show. That helps us kind of get on the radar of some other folks who are looking for great podcasts out there, especially fellow singletons like yourself who are young adults occupying the space and looking for wisdom. So go ahead and do that, The Boundless Show. We will see you around next week, hopefully. Until then, I'm Lisa for The Boundless Show.